Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back to Astroline, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, and I'm with George Springer, and quite a road trip for you guys. You played a couple of really tough teams, and it started in Boston, where you had a lot of friends and family there. You kind of glad that's over with, so you can kind of just get back to a little bit of more normalcy?
Yeah, you know, obviously up there for me is fun, but yeah. It's hard. You know, you get a lot of friends and a lot of family up there, and you got to figure out, you know, how to manage your time and still sleep and hang out. But you know, I'm blessed to have that opportunity, mm-hmm. and I embrace it.
A couple of things that stuck out to me. One of them was you playing with your nephews in front of the dugout. That's going to be memories you guys are going to have forever. That was awesome. But the second inning on Saturday, when you were able to hit a grand slam at Fenway Park, had to be like a dream come true for you.
I don't really know. You know, I was just trying to hit the ball hard in that situation. You know, to try to score the guy from third, and was actually able to hit it over the monster.
Yeah. Here comes the 3-1. And Springer lifts this high in the air, pretty deep to left center. Holt is back on the warning track, looking up. See you later! A grand slam for George Springer. And the Astros retake the lead. It's 5-2, Houston.
Welcome home, George.
Second grand slam of the season for George Springer. Second day in a row with a home run. Now has 9 on the year, hitting that one into the green monster seats.
Yeah, I mean, it's something special. I'll never forget it, but you know, I was just happy, you know, to help us at that point in time.
Last night, you made one of those crazy catches where you're able to pull the ball back over the fence. Rate that with the one against the Rangers with Leonis Martin. This one may have been a little bit more difficult because you were twisted a little bit. You were turned around a little bit.
Yeah, you know, he hit the ball. He stayed inside of it well, and it had some side spin to it. So, yeah. You know, it got to the highest point, and it just hung a left on me quick. So, you know, that's probably why you see me spinning around out there. But I like the other one because, at the end of the day, it's about the win or the loss, and that one was a win, so I'll take that one.
You guys got a chance to celebrate a little bit with Tony Kemp and Colin Moran coming in a couple of days ago. You won the game, and Kemp was a big part of it. Pretty special. I mean, I know you'd like to include everybody in the celebrations.
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, your first day is something special. It's something that you don't ever forget, you know, for both those guys. I'm happy for them both, and you know, we got to have some fun with somebody for a night and kind of, you know, introduce them to the big league life and what it's like to do well up here, and you know, he was able to make an impact that day, so, you know, that was obviously something cool for us, and now we're waiting for Moran to get his first hit so we can drown him too.
There you go.
All right, yeah, speaking of impacts, you've made an impact on a lot of kids' lives, and you're going to have your second annual bowling tournament to raise money for SAY. Can you tell everybody what SAY is? And it's to help the kids with stuttering. But tell them what SAY is and what you guys are going to do in a couple of weeks. June 2nd, I believe.
Yeah, it's you know, the Stuttering Association for the Youth, and you know, obviously being somebody who's dealt with that my whole life, you know, I believe that it's my job, you know, to give back to kids, adults, you know, whoever, and show that you can be who you want to be and do anything that you want to do, and you know, this is an event to help raise some money to send kids to Camp SAY, which is a summer camp for kids who stutter, you know, who can see that there's other people out there that have it, because it's such an isolating feeling that and you know, I can go be kids and, you know, be who they want to be and kind of enjoy life for however long. I'm not quite sure how long it lasts, but you know, I can see that there's other people out there, and I think that, you know, I'm in the position to tell them, you know, that it's okay, go out and, you know, enjoy your life, have some fun, and, you know, whatever happens at the end of the day happens, but you can't control things that you can't control.
And you guys are going to raise money June 2nd downtown. You're going to have a bowling event, so people can go online and check that out and see if they want to get interested in helping out, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it'll be June 2nd, and you know, hopefully we can get a good turnout and you know, sponsor some kids this year who don't have the opportunity to go, and we'll see what happens.
There we go. That's George Springer. Great job. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Back with more Astro Lunch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid. Put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
On this day in 1997, Jeff Bagwell singled off Mike Morgan in the first. In the third, he hit a massive home run, his 15th of the year. When the game went into extra innings, Reds manager Ray Knight didn't take any chances. He intentionally walked Bagwell in the 10th with a man on second and two outs. He walked him again in the 12th with Craig Biggio on third and one out. With two outs and nobody on base in the 14th, he ordered rookie Scott Sullivan to walk him again. Over the course of Bagwell's career, he had more trouble with Sullivan than any other pitcher, but Knight didn't know that yet. Bagwell immediately stole second base and brought home the winning run on a single by Luis Gonzalez.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid. Put good in, get good out.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Astros ending the road trip by taking two out of three from the Chicago White Sox. Had a chance for the sweep last night, but Chris Sale, who's been outstanding, he's won all nine of his starts through his second straight complete game yesterday against the Astros, and really tough to get anything going against him.
Yeah, he showed us why he's been the best pitcher in the American League, if not all of baseball, in the first month and a half of the season. So we knew it was going to be low scoring. We knew it was going to be hard pressed to get anything started against him. We did get the one home run against him, but he pitched a great game. McHugh pitched a great game as well. And I was telling our coaches and players last night it's hard to lose the last game of the series and not feel terrible about it. But to win two out of three in Chicago, could have won a few more games in Boston, but we're slowly but surely trending in the right direction. And a series win on the road against a first place team is showing that.
And you mentioned Colin McHugh, and we talked before his start yesterday about struggling to put guys away, getting ahead 0-2. Looked like he did a better job of that in last night's ballgame.
He did. He gets out of the gate pretty hot with his strikes, and he either put the ball in play or he gets ahead of him. And then yesterday he had some finished curveballs that were really good below the zone. He had some finished fastballs. Most of the time he stayed away from his cutter, which is a good sign for me that he felt confident in his other pitches. So he had a great game, and he knew he had a small margin for error going up against Sale, but unfortunately, they manufactured a couple of runs with a couple of stolen bases and some bloop singles and a ground ball single, and you look up and we lose a tough game. But as I said, we knew going in it was going to be tough.
And you haven't been on the pitching side of it, but you've been on the catching side of it. And, you always hear pitchers talk about, well, I'm not facing the other team's pitcher. I'm facing their lineup. But when you're facing a guy the caliber of a Chris Sale, that has to be in the back of your mind as a pitcher and also as a catcher.
Yeah, you just know going in that, three runs or less is paramount. And obviously you'd hope to get a couple hits here and a couple hits there. And even sometimes, we faced Corey Kluber last week and we felt that way, and we busted out with a five-run inning, I think. So anything can happen, but I think your mindset going in is even more solidified that you've got to make your pitches, you've got to keep the team in the game. Three runs or less is paramount, and Colin did that.
His catcher yesterday was Evan Gattis, getting his first start behind the plate for the Astros. Went down to Corpus Christi and worked on his catching there before coming back. How did you think Gattis did his first time out?
I thought he did fine. He blocked a couple key pitches in the zone or in the dirt. He held some pitches in the zone very well. He didn't have a chance to throw because both the balls that they ran on were in the dirt. But all in all, I thought he and Colin were in sync the entire night, which is very key when you're catching a guy for the first time and you want him to feel comfortable throwing to him. It looked like McHugh had his best stuff of the year, which part of it can be contributed to how Gattis handled him. So, job well done by him. I know he'll be glad to have that first one out of the way, and then he'll settle into the normal routine as a backup catcher.
Have Lance McCullers on the mound for his second start of the season. And you look at the line from his first start, and it looks a little ugly, but really had the one bad inning and first time out. So kind of graded a little differently than maybe you do moving forward, I would think.
Yeah, I think you take that one inning away from him, and he had a great night. Obviously, the pitch count was low. It was in Fenway. They did a good job of controlling the strike zone a little bit. But he battled through his outing, and he brings such a boost to our rotation. Even when he has a mediocre night like the other night, there's an element of belief when he's on the mound with the stuff that he has, with the competitive fire that he brings, with the other side knows they've got their hands full when Lance McCullers pitches. So I coming home and having a Friday night start against the Rangers here is one I'm looking forward to.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.